Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. April is usually prime college decision-making time for high school seniors or others heading to universities in the fall. But school closures and social distancing is making the college decision process even more difficult. Students don't have access to in-person help from college counselors. They can't visit campuses. It's uncertain what college will even look like in the fall and whether classes will remain online due to the pandemic. Patrick Fay is the director of undergraduate admissions at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He spoke with WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files, about how the university is adapting its admissions programs and requirements during this time.
This is a very important time for students, as especially seniors, as they're making their college decisions, but also for juniors who traditionally at this time of year are gaining access to institutions and really starting the college search process. So for us not to be able to connect with students in high schools, whether it be a traditional visit from one of our advisors or attending college fairs, and again, giving them that access to all of the educational options that are out there for them. And then this is a time for us where we welcome a large majority of students who are admitted to campus to provide them an inside look about what it's like to be a student at the university. And there's a chunk of students who are unable to have that experience. So we're trying to find some different ways that we can connect with those students. We've transitioned a lot of our recruitment programs virtually, so students have the opportunity to connect one-on-one with an admissions advisor. They can connect one-on-one with our financial aid. They can meet with one of our campus ambassadors who are current students to talk through what it's like to be a student at UWM. We're trying to think through what students need at this point in their decision-making process. So if we're able to welcome students in the fall in a traditional sense, that they have all of the information that they need to help or for them to find the right fit, which is really what our focus is in the Office of Undergraduate Admissions, is getting the students the information they need so they can find the right fit, knowing that there's so many different options out there. We want students at UWM who have a good picture of the kind of educational experience that they're gonna have at the university and are choosing to come to UWM because their academic or social or whatever it may be needs are being met by the institution.
Tell me what this time of year usually looks like for the admissions operations at UWM.
We have a number of different focuses. There's the large majority of students that we're going to admit for the fall 2020 semester have already applied and been admitted to the university. So this time off campus is usually spent in high schools working with admitted students, helping them take their next steps in the enrollment process. If UWM is their school of choice, it's answering some additional questions that students have before they're making their choice on campus. We're hosting events for admitted students, again, to give them a better picture of the kind of experience they're going to have at UWM to inform their decision. But we're also focusing, like I mentioned earlier, on how to serve our juniors and underclassmen who are starting the search process. Spring break for the high schools is a time where we see the number of visitors to campus increase quite a bit. So there are students who are visiting campus for our daily tour sessions and our academic info sessions. We also accept applications until August 1. We have a later application deadline than some institutions. So we're also working with students who maybe did not think college was going to be the right fit for them, but now as they approach the end of their senior year, are looking at applying and moving through the next steps in the enrollment process. So there's also a chunk of our time that's spent assisting students with the application process this late, which is not unique to UWM, but we're not an institution that is going to have an early action, early decision deadline or a standard decision deadline. We're a rolling admission university. So spring is a very busy time for us because we have those multiple focuses.
So UWM doesn't have like a May 1st or June 1st decision deadline.
We encourage students to submit their confirmation deposit by May 1st. However, they're not required to do so. There are some advantages to committing by that date. May 1st is also the priority date for housing. We're making some adjustments to those deadlines, or considering adjustments to those deadlines. A decision hasn't been made yet, but there's discussion about moving back our housing deadline. There's some discussion about giving students a little bit more flexibility as far as the time to accept their scholarship if there's been offered one. So none of that has been finalized just yet. But again, to answer your original question, the May 1 deadline is not a hard deadline for us like it is for some other institutions.
But it sounds like there are some other deadlines that are a little bit more set in stone usually, that UWM's thinking about making those more flexible.
That's correct.
Tell me more about why a lot of students feel like it's important to actually visit UWM, go to the campus, take a tour, talk with students in person, and what you guys have been doing to try to give students that experience to the extent that you can when they can't actually be there in person.
Sure. For a lot of students, this is the biggest decision they've made up to this point in their life. They're choosing where they're going to spend the next 4 years, and then where they choose to spend their next 4 years can impact the rest of their life, their career trajectory and passion and everything else. So it's a big decision for a student, and the best way for a student to get a picture of what it's going to be like on campus for the next 4 years is to spend some time on that campus, speak with some current students, connect with faculty who are going to be teaching their classes, connect with advisors who are going to be helping them through their degree program. So it's important to have some face-to-face time with those people so you can get an idea of if this institution is going to be the right fit for you. So in the absence of that on-campus experience, we're trying to still provide that information in an interactive way virtually.
What are some of the most common questions that admissions counselors are hearing from students right now?
People want to know if they'll be on campus in the fall, not knowing the future of the situation that we're in right here. I think there's a lot of uncertainty there. I'm also on a listserv for a professional organization in Illinois, and school counselors are asking the same question. What do I tell a student? Should I have them defer their admission, or should I have them submit their deposit to a school? So I think there's some uncertainty from students about whether they're going to be able to have a traditional college experience in the fall.
What have you guys been telling students who ask about that?
To this point, we're planning as if we'll have the chance to welcome students back in the fall. So that's been our message to students. Now, students who are considering deferring their admission, we'll work with them. And we want to make sure that they have every opportunity to have an experience at UWM. So our answer is essentially that yes, we're planning to be on campus in the fall, and we'll work with you if that's not the case.
Have you already gotten a lot of students who are deciding to defer their admission, or is it too soon to tell?
It's too soon to tell for us at this point.
Have you had to kind of shift the thinking around which students do we admit and how many students do we admit, because there might be students who kind of drop off because of the uncertainty? I know like the admissions process is a very complicated calculation. So how have you and your office been adapting to a more uncertain environment when you're making decisions about which students to accept?
So our criteria doesn't change whether a student applies when the application opens in August 1st, you know, more than a full year before they're going to enroll, versus a student who's applying right now in April. So our criteria is the same. It's not impacted by when a student applies. So as far as how we're reviewing students or the number of students that we're accepting, that hasn't really impacted us in that way. Now, we do understand that some districts have not begun virtual instruction for the spring. So the transcripts, these final transcripts that are going to come in for a high school senior, are going to look a little bit different than they would have traditionally looked. And same for the junior class, for that matter. When they start applying in August of next year, their transcripts are going to look a little bit different than they have in years past. And we understand that and are going to be flexible with students. Our focus is to make sure that students are not harmed in any way by this situation. So we're being as flexible as possible with that. We also understand that there's, you know, ACT and College Board have had to cancel test dates. So students who are either testing for the first time or are hoping to improve their score may not have that opportunity. So for that population that we've asked for additional test scores and those students are not going to have an opportunity to take another test, we're asking them to provide a personal statement and a little bit more information so we can still make an informed decision, but make sure the student wasn't harmed by not having the opportunity to take that test.
So what are your biggest concerns right now for both for UWM and for prospective students?
My concern for students is that this is already a high stress time for our high school seniors. They're finishing up their senior year. They're approaching graduation. Thinking back on my own high school career, my last semester senior year was a time that was filled with prom. It was a time that was spent with good friends before we went off to college. It was a time where I was making my own college decisions. So I feel for students who aren't having that experience, and then we're adding the additional stressor of not being able to visit campus and have that experience that they would have traditionally had in order to make an informed decision. I feel for them. It's an uncertain time. Now, my concern for UWM is, you know, we have almost 20,000 students who are completing courses online or uncertain about how courses are going to be offered over the summer and have some uncertainty in how courses are being offered in the fall. So I feel for our current students as well. They came to UWM for an on-campus experience. And while our faculty members are doing wonderful work and our administrators are doing wonderful work to make sure that students are connecting with folks that they need to and providing an enriching educational experience, it's not going to be the same as it was if they were on campus. So my concern and I guess my heart goes out to the students.
Patrick Fay is the director of undergraduate admission at UW-Milwaukee. He spoke with WUWM's education reporter, Emily Files. Emily also talked to three high school seniors about how their college plans have been impacted by the coronavirus. You can find that story at wuwm.com.